The Riders started slow and rapid, losing its first three games. Saturday, Gillette looked to bounce back against Mitchell.
Winfield is in, though, on the corners. The stretch in the 1-0 pitch. And Sturdivant lifts this one towards the gap in left center. Sparks going over as he drop steps. He won't get there. It bounces at the bottom of the blue fence. Race rounds third. He jogs in. Hits home plate with his right foot and scores. And the Rough Riders win it in the bottom of the seventh. A walk-off win for Post 42 here in Rapid City. Joey Sturdivant, an RBI double, brings home Caden Race. And the Riders win it 3-2.
After that, Post 42 took on the hard hats of Rapid City.
Keel over at first with good speed, 2 away. 1-0 Riders, the stretch for Brody. The late kick in the 1-1. Goble sends this one deep towards the left. Sturdivant looks up and it's going to sail over the J&J truck and auto body sign. Jake Goble, a 2-run home run, gives Rapid City a 2-1 lead. Goble gets his 5th home run of the season. He drives in his 25th and 26th runs of the year as well.
Rapid City took down Gillette 9-2 in the end. Sunday, the Rough Riders' offense broke records, scoring 32 runs on 27 hits, defeating Miles City in 6 innings, 32-13. Brody Richardson went 6-for-6 with 8 RBIs and 2 triples. Corey Schilling was 4-for-4 with 5 RBIs with a double and a triple. After going 2-4 in Rapid City, Gillette is 28-11 overall. The Rough Riders will play Casper in a doubleheader starting at 5 Wednesday. Both games can be heard on News Radio 107.5 FM and online at BasinsRadio.com. Well, in the NFL, the Tennessee Titans just got better, picking up one of the best receivers in football, Julio Jones. The Falcons traded Julio, the 7-time Pro Bowler, for a 2nd, 4th, and 6th round draft pick. Last year, Tennessee went 11-5, losing in the playoffs to Baltimore at home in the wild card round. For more, go to BasinsRadio.com. I'm Chris Brintle.